You're listening to 2014, the week in new music.
On Triple J. Hope you didn't
mean it, you meant so loud. Okay, tonight on Triple J, I'm really excited to say we've got the world premiere of the brand new track from Kimbra, and I'm also excited to say that she's going to join us right now, live from Los Angeles. Kimbra, can you hear me? Are you there?
Hi.
I can only just hear you. Whereabouts are you at the moment?
I'm in Los Angeles right now. It's been ages since I talked to you, man.
No, it has been ages. It was a few years ago now. I think maybe about 3 years ago that we caught up with you at Splendor in the Grass. That's the last time we had a chat, and that was obviously off the. That was a great performance at Splendor, but it was off the back of the first record. Your second record, as you said to the doctor a few weeks ago, your second record is in the can and it's all done, and this is the first taste of it. And this is a track called '90s Music. What can you tell us about this track?
Well, it's funny because it was the last song added to the record. I had the album done here in LA and I was excited and, you know, I felt like I had all the pieces. And this one was always sitting in my back pocket. It was something I wrote a while back in the process in Australia, actually. And it was kind of kicking around in various forms. And it was a bit of a joke song, you know. It was kind of a fun, sort of almost like a kid's song. And I didn't really know if it was going to seriously make the record or not. And then, you know, in the sort of last month of making the record, this one just kind of came together in a slightly new form. And it just felt so exciting and so fun. And like the, you know, the right introduction for the record in a way. So I'm really excited.
That's really amazing. It's so funny how this happens so often in music that the last song for a record can sometimes be the first single released.
I know. It is funny. I think there's something about the spontaneity towards the end of the process of making a record. You're free of some of the limitations you might have had on yourself earlier, and you're in a way you've parted from the album, so your mind is more open to things, and maybe it came out of that spirit as well.
Okay, listen, let's hear it. We're going to talk more about the track. I'm really excited to play this because it's a really unusual track. It's something which, you know, the first time I heard it, I just went, there's so much stuff going on in this track, and it's so different. It's so different to your first record. So we'll talk more about it in just a moment. Kimbra is with us on Triple J. Here it is for the very first time. This is the brand new single from Kimbra, and it is called 90s Music. Obviously, Kimbra, it's a song of affection. I can't sort of hear you poking much fun at the era of the 90s in that track lyrically, although you are singing in really different voices and very high, and not all the lyrics I can understand, but it is a song of affection, right?
Yeah, it is totally a song of affection. I mean, I was born in the 90s. It's the era that I sort of, yeah, grew up feeling pretty attached to in terms of a lot of R&B influence. I feel like it's been making its way back into music a lot recently, you know, nods to the 90s, not only in production, but people just taking ideas from it. Lyrically it does play on that idea a little bit in a fun way, but sonically it's not so much in that vein. It's kind of more of a futurist take looking back at that era in a way. That's the way I like to think of it. And yeah, you're right, there's definitely a lot of different vocal, you know, approaches on that track. And I realize I've really dug myself a hole after I wrote this. I'm like, oh man, singing this track live.
I was gonna ask you about how you're gonna do that song live, because you're coming from all different angles with your vocals on that track. So have you tried to perform it live in rehearsals yet?
Oh, we're about to get into it. I like the challenge, you know. I think that's the fun part. You push yourself in the studio because you have a complete myriad of options, you know, the limits kind of beyond you. You can go anywhere you want. And then, of course, you have to sit down and work out how to translate it live. But that's the great thing about having such a creative band who are so experimental and progressive with the way they think. So this is the kind of stuff that we thrive on.
Yeah. Listen, you just said sort of like a futuristic take on what happened in the 90s, especially at the start of the track. When I first heard those first few seconds of the track, I thought, this is going to be an industrial track from Kimbra. It sounded, it almost sounded like something from, I don't know, from Nine Inch Nails or something, but a really interesting sound effect at the front of it. Can you tell us, I know there's a lot of guests that are going to join you on your upcoming album, your second album. Are there any special guests on this track, or is it basically you?
This song is really funny the way it came about, because that literally that little sample you hear at the start, music, it's taken from like an old Roland drum sampler that my drummer Stevie plays. And this song was like a silly little jam we had out in rural Victoria.
This is how many years ago in rural Victoria that the idea of this song came about?
Not that long ago. Like, I wrote it just before I left to the Grammys, actually. So it would have been, like the start of last year. And at that time, it was really raucous, kind of punk. Like I said, I'd been listening to a lot of Deer Hoof, and my band are all really into battles. And funny you say Nine Inch Nails. So there was that element kind of been thrown around in the room, and the sample of this, you know, on the Roland. And I remember saying to Stevie, that's sick. Let's do that again. Let's make a little fun sample out of it. And I kind of had in my mind, like, like a kid's song. Like, I thought, like, Sesame Street. And a lot of, I mentioned Deer Hoof and Battles, but a lot of these songs are undergirded by this aggression. But sometimes it has this circus feel to some of their music. There's a sense of youthfulness about it. Maybe that makes more sense.
There is a real playfulness about that track. Now, can I just ask you quickly, I know the album's done. Have you got a title for it yet? Can you tell us what the title of the album's going to be, and when we can maybe get more? When we can get the whole thing?
It's all about to start coming out. I'm going to release the title in a couple of weeks, I think, and also a video clip for this song which I've made, and I'm super excited to share that with everyone. I'm being, kind of protective about what I'm leaking out, but it's all about to start coming out pretty soon.
Okay, fantastic. Now, listen, I'm going to do something really unusual here. Because I had to listen to this song about 3 or 4 times to get my head around all the components, I'm going to give it another spin right now. Don't usually do this. I don't usually play a song twice in a row, but we're going to do it right now, because given all that information you've now given us about the recording of the song and all the different elements that have gone into it, I think people are going to hear this now and kind of start to put the pieces together. The bit in the song which I just think is absolute genius is in the chorus when you just suddenly change rhythms, when you go into that sort of repeating that line, listening to, watching in the track. That rhythm change is just so inspired. It just really lifts the song at that point. You name drop TLC and Mary J. Blige in the track. Are there any other name dropping lyrics in there that I've missed?
There's a bit of MJ, there's a bit of Mariah. We'll have to let people work it out as they listen. I think that was really the intention of the song, was to create a series of scene changes and, different layers that people could kind of unveil as they listen. And it really, I understand that it feels like that, a whole maybe 5 or 6 songs in one. But a lot of my favorite pop songs are like that. You have so many ideas crammed into the one track, and it kind of keeps unfolding itself for you each time that you listen. So I'm glad that you're attracted to that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I really do like songs where you have to kind of listen to it a few times to figure out all the pieces as well. Because if you get a song on the first listen, you sometimes kind of lose the appeal for it when you kind of go back to it again. Listen, good luck with the upcoming tour as well. I'm sure we'll hook up in the next few weeks, because you're here in the country in a couple of weeks' time with Janelle for that big run of dates around the country, which we're really excited about as well. But let's hear it for the second time. Let's give it another spin. Here it is, the brand new track from Kimbra. This one is 90s music. And Kimbra, all the best. Keep enjoying Los Angeles for the next couple of weeks. Good luck with the rehearsals, and we'll see you out here real soon. Every day be listening to 90s music. Enjoy my dog.
Mary Blige, TLC, love that.